So we continue in the book of 2 Corinthians, and this is the third sermon from chapter 12,
and
today, God willing, we will finish the chapter,
but
there were just some things in there that I wanted to talk about a little more, and it's also not the easiest chapter in 2 Corinthians, so for the last couple of weeks, we have been basically dealing with Paul.
Chapter 10, chapter 11.
He is being attacked by the people in Corinth. He's upset with them. He's not happy. Yeah, we see him being sarcastic. He's warning them. And of course, the reason is that he cares for these people. And he wants them to do right. He wants them to correct things. He wants them to listen to him. And it came to a point that they're comparing Paul with other teachers. Teachers who are boasting of themselves, false teachers. And Paul ends up giving his credentials. This is who I am. This is what I have done. This is what I have gone through. It's foolish. It's not the Lord. But if you want to compare me with others, I can do this too.
So
pick it up from verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. I am become a fool in glorying. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind the very chiefest apostles, though I be nothing. Yeah, so he's telling them, because of you, I have been going into boasting.
And
talking about my accomplishments. I am become a fool in glorying. Because of you. Because you're comparing me with other teachers.
And he says,
here's how it should be. You should be commending me. You should be the people, you Corinthians, that speak well of me. You know who I am. I've been with you for a long time. I first preached the gospel to you. I founded this church. I taught you everything. So instead of you comparing me with others, causing me to have to display these foolish games of boasting to make a point. You should be commending me to others. Instead of I have to defend myself before you.
به جای اینکه من جلوی شما خود از خودم دفاع کنم شما باید میانجی من باشید برای دیگران.
In no way I'm less than other apostles.
من از هیچ رسولی کمتر نیستم.
I measure up against those who you hold in highest regard.
اونایی که شما بزرگتر میشمارینم با اونها هم مقایسه
کنید. Even though this doesn't mean I'm somebody great or something. Yeah, remember, he boasts in his infirmities. Christ gets all the glory.
Now,
for a moment, I want to talk about the apostleship of Paul.
Because
Paul is an apostle.
Yeah,
and Paul is, in fact, the last of the apostles. Not the least, but the last.
Now,
why do I mention that? Because today, on this world, there are people walking around that claim that they are apostles. And they will go to scriptures, like, for example, Ephesians 4, where apostles are mentioned.
Yeah,
Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
بعضی رسولان و انبیا و بعضی مبشرین و بعضی شبانان و معلمان را.
And they will say, hey, I am an apostle. Yeah, God gave apostles. Yeah, so today we can have apostles in the church. Yeah, just like they have had in the first century. Yeah, men like Paul, like Peter, like John. Now, have we been given apostles? And the answer is yes. Except that Paul is being the last one.
ولی پولس آخرین رسول بود.
And we have been giving their writings in the New Testament.
We've been giving their example.
And of course, they were the sent ones going out into all the world after Christ had been risen to preach the good news. To spread the gospel around the world.
Yeah,
so God has given us apostles in the past. But we do not have apostles like Paul, like Peter, like John today. What we do have today are people who are so-called apostles, not real apostles. Yeah, they claim that they have a certain status. Yeah, they expect people to reverence their authority.
That
as the spiritual leaders of the world, we need to listen to them.
Let me
give you a couple scriptures that show that in 2022, we don't have apostles like in the sense of Paul, Peter, and John walking around the earth. Now, let's start with Acts 1. And this is a story where the apostles or disciples of Jesus, now apostles, try to replace Judas.
جایی که رسولان عیسی مسیح که 12 تا بودن
بعد از مرگ یهودا Judas betrayed
یکی رو جایگزین یهودا میکنن.
He committed suicide, he's dead.
یهودا عیسی مسیح رو لو میده و بعد خودکشی میکنه.
So they know the scriptures that somebody needs to take his place.
و میدونستن طبق کلام باید 12 تا رسول باشه و یکی باید جایگزین یهودا باشه.
We can argue about if this was the right process they went about.
میتونیم بحث کنیم آیا واقعا درست بود کارشون یا بد بود.
But let's hear what they are looking for.
و ببینیم دنبال چی میگشتن.
Acts 1 and read verses 21 till 23. Wherefore of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be a witness with us of his resurrection. And they appointed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias.
اکنون می باید از آن مردمانی که همراه ما بودند در تمامی آن مدتی که عیسی خداوند با ما آمد و رفت می کرد از زمان تعمید یحیی تا روزی که از نزد ما بالا برده شد یکی از ایشان با ما شاهد رستاخیز او بشود. آنگاه دو نفر یعنی یوسف به نام برسبا که به یوستوس ملقب بود و متیاس را برپا داشتند.
Yeah, so and I choose one of them.
یکیشون انتخاب میکنه.
Yeah, they throw lots, and you can argue this was a very good process.
بحث میتونی بکنی آیا قرعه کشی جای نتیجه خوبی بوده؟
Now God, I give you two options.
خداوند دو تا انتخاب بهت میدم. این یا
اون. We're gonna roll dice, and you can decide which the two.
تا سین دزیم ببینیم کدومش میافته. کدومش مال تو.
I personally believe Paul is that 12th apostle, but
that doesn't really matter here. پولس رسول قرار بوده اون.
But look what they're looking for. They look for somebody who had witnessed Jesus.
برای رسول بودن یه نفر رو میگشتن که عیسی رو چشم خودش
دیده بودن. Be able to witness of his resurrection.
کسی که بتونه با شهادت بده که
عیسی
مسیح از
مردگان برخاست. So it has to be somebody who could say.
یه کسی باشه که بتونه بگه.
I saw the resurrected Christ.
من عیسی زنده رو رو در رو دیدم.
Yeah, I have seen Jesus who is truly risen, and now I'm going to be a witness of this.
Now,
do we have people today who can say that they saw the resurrected Christ? And of course, the answer is no, we don't have people like that. Listen to 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 till 9. And of course, this is. About who had seen Jesus after he resurrected. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and within you stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and he was buried, and he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. Paul speaking, for I am the least of the apostles, and am not me to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God.
الان ای برادرم شما را از انجیلی که شما بشارت دادم اعلام می نمایم که آن را هم پذیرفتید و هم در آن استوار می باشید و به وسیله آن نیز نجات می یابید، به شرطی که آن کلامی را که به شما بشارت دادم محکم نگاه دارید، مگر اینکه بیهوده ایمان آورید. زیرا که اول به شما سپردم آنچه نیز دریافت کردم، که مسیح بر حسب کتب در راه گناهان ما بود و اینک مدفوع شد و در روز سوم بر حسب کتب برخاست، و اینک و اینکه به کیفاز ظاهر شد و بعد از آن به آن 12، و پس از آن به بیش از 500 برادر یک بار ظاهر شد، که بیشتر از ایشان تا امروز باقی هستند، اما بعضی خوابیدند. از آن پس به یعقوب ظاهر شد و بعد به همه رسولان، و آخر همه بر من مثل نوزاده بی‌موقع ظاهر گردید، زیرا من کوچکترین رسول هستم و لایق نیستم که به رسول خوانده شوم، چون که بر کلیسای خدا جفا می‌رسم.
Yeah, so all these people that are mentioned here have seen the resurrected Christ.
Now,
who is among this group of people? Paul says, hey, I'm one of these witnesses. In fact, I'm the last one. Yeah, he was the last one who had seen the resurrected Christ. And he says, I was the one born out of due time, talking about the apostles. Why he calls himself the least among them? Because he had been acted as an enemy. He had been persecuting the church.
Yeah,
so Paul said, I have seen the resurrected Christ. I can be a witness. Yes, I'm one born out of due time. I'm the least of the apostles. Yeah, I was the one persecuting God's people.
But
I've seen the resurrected Christ. So he qualifies as an apostle. Yeah, because this is what they're looking for. Somebody who could be a witness of the resurrection. Now, when did Paul see the resurrected Christ? Go to Acts chapter 9 and read verses 3 to 5. And we know the story. It is Paul basically on his campaign persecuting the Christians, and he's closing into Damascus. Yeah, to just do that, persecute Christians. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, who thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
او درخشید و به زمین افتاده صدای شنید که بدو گفت ای شاول شاول برای چه بر من جفا میکنی؟ گفت خداوند تو کیستی؟ خداوند گفت من آن عیسی هستم که تو بدو جفا میکنی، تو را بر میخ لگد زدن مشکل است.
Yeah, so he has a pretty intense encounter with Jesus Christ.
ملاقات سختی داشته با عیسی.
Blinded for 3 days. Of course, last week we talked about that. I believe, yeah, my opinion, that his thorn in the flesh has to do with his eyesight being affected here. Never fully restored. Yeah, but he gets saved there. And he ends up being commissioned. Yeah, to be used in great ways by God.
Yeah, he's
going to the Gentiles. Yeah, now read 2 Corinthians 12. 2 Corinthians 12, 12. Truly, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs, and wonders, and mighty deeds.
به درستی که نشانه‌های یک رسول در میان شما با کمال صبر از آیات و معجزات و اعمال قدرتمند پدید گردید.
Yeah, so Paul is telling them, Yeah, that there are certain signs of an apostle that were performed among them. Yeah, there were certain things that an apostle was able to do that God has given him ability to do that would set him apart.
It says
signs, wonders, and mighty deeds. Now, what kind of things could I be talking about? Here's an example, like healing the sick. Go to Acts 19. And this is an example where you see Paul involved in this. Acts 19, 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs and aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them.
و خداوند از دست پولس معجزات خارق‌العاده به ظهور می‌رساند، به طوری که از بدن او دستمال‌ها و پیشبندها برده بر مریضان می‌گذارند و امراض از ایشان زایل می‌شد و ارواح پلید از ایشان اخراج می‌شد.
So notice that it says that God brought about special miracles by the hand of Paul. Yeah, this was not something in general for every Christian. No, there were special things that God chose to do to the apostle Paul. And there were miracles that authenticated the fact that he was a real apostle. And here it talks about pieces of cloth that were on Paul. Yeah, if they brought it to sick people, they were healed. Or to people who had an evil spirit and they would leave. And of course, this was not Paul doing this. This was a miracle that God performed by the hand of Paul. Yeah, but these are signs, wonders, and mighty deeds of an apostle. Go to the next chapter, Acts 20. And there we see that Paul is raising a man from the dead. That indeed is a mighty deed, and that is a wonder. Read Acts 20, verse 7. And up on the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight.
و در اولین روز هفته چون شاگردان به جهت پاره کردن نان جمع شدند و پولس در فردای آن روز عازم سفر بود برای ایشان موعظه می‌کرد و سخن او تا نصف شب طول کشید.
Yeah, notice that Paul didn't preach in 20 minutes motivational speech.
که پولس رسول موعظه‌اش 20 دقیقه‌ای نبود که کسی خوابش نبره، خیلی سریع تشویق بشه.
So whenever I go a little bit long,
هر زمانی که من طولانی موعظه می‌کنم یا پولس
Paul went to midnight.
پولس تا نصف شب موعظه کرده بود.
Yeah. So read the next two verses, 8 and 9.
تو آیه بعدی رو بخونید 8 تا 9.
And there were many lights in the upper chamber, where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead.
و در بالاخانه که جمع شده بودند چراغ بسیار بود و جوانی که افخیتوس نام داشت نزد دریچه نشسته بود که خواب سنگین او را در رو بود و چون پولس کلام را طول می داد خواب برای مستولی گشته از طبقه سوم به زیر افتاده و او را مرده برداشت.
That's why we are in the basement.
واسه ما زیر زمینیم کسی از طبقه سوم نیفته.
So we don't run that risk.
Risk
not
a choice. Yes.
So this guy falls asleep. He tumbles three stories down. And he says he died. Yeah, so the guy is dead. That's what the Bible says. Then read verses 10 till 12. And Paul went down and fell on him, and embracing him said, "Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him." When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted.
آنگاه پولس به زیر آمده بر او افتاد و وی را در آغوش کشید و گفت مضطرب مباشید زیرا که جان او در اوست. پس بالا رفته بنان را پاره کرده خورد و تا طلوع فجر گفتگوی بسیار کرده
اون رو کشتنده کرد دوباره
و آن جوان را که زنده بردن و تسلی عظیم پذیرفتن.
Yeah, so
he didn't stop preaching.
Yeah, so, exactly. So he went back to the morning.
Yeah.
But this young man is brought back to life. So God does an amazing miracle through the hands of Paul. Why? Because he had the signs, he had the wonders, the mighty deeds of an apostle.
Now,
ask yourselves, do we see things like that today? And the answer is no. We don't see people raised from the dead. Yeah. The only thing we see is fraudsters
that
pretend to have miracle powers
and
they are deceiving people for gain. Now, why don't we need these apostles? Isn't it handy to have them around? Wouldn't it be great to have Paul out here and then he walks into the hospital and everybody is healed afterwards? Or, no, he doesn't even have to go. We just take stuff from him and just bring it there.
Now,
the answer is, we do not need the signs and wonders and mighty works of an apostle because we have the word of God that describes those wonders for us that were done. Yeah, listen to what Peter says about having the word.
And in
2 Peter, and Peter is referring back to an event that he was part of. Yeah, when he met Jesus on the mount. Yeah, in his glorified state. Yeah, so 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 to 19. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Yeah, referring to what he had seen on the mount. For he received from God the Father honor and glory when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the dawn and the day star arise in your hearts.
زیرا که در پی افسانه‌های جعلی نرفتیم، چون از قدرت و آمدن خداوند ما عیسی مسیح شما را اعلام دادیم، بلکه کبریایی او را دیده بودیم. زیرا از خدای پدر اکرام و جلال یافت هنگامی که صدایی از جلال کبریایی به او رسید که این است پسر محبوب من که از وی خوشنودم. و این صدا را ما زمانی که با وی در کوه مقدس بودیم شنیدیم که از آسمان آورده شد و کلام مطمئن‌تر از انبیا را نیز داریم که نیکو می‌کنید که اگر در آن توجه کنید مثل چراغی که درخشنده در مکان تاریک تا روز بردمد و ستاره صبح در دل‌های شما طلوع کند.
Yeah, so having seen Jesus in his glory on the mount seems like a pretty impressive event to be part of. Yet Peter says we have a more sure word of prophecy. Yeah, he's saying I put more trust in the word of God that we've been given than this event that we've been part of. Yeah, because if you grow older, if there's more time in between, you could start doubting. Did I really see that? Was I just imagining it? Things like that. Yeah, so for Peter, hey, the word of God is more sure than seeing Jesus in his glory, being part of that event. Yeah, we do not need eyewitnesses today because we have the more sure word of God. Yeah, there is no need for an apostle to go around to be a witness of the resurrection because we have the witness of the resurrection in the Bible. Go to Mark 16 and go to verse 15 till 18 and stay there. Because we're going to read the last two verses as well. The last two verses. Verse 15 till 18. And he said unto them, "Go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink a deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover."
پس بدیشان گفت در تمام عالم بروید و همه خلایق را به انجیل موعظه کنید. هر که ایمان آورده تعمید یابد، نجات یابد، و همه هر که ایمان نیاورد محکوم خواهد شد. و این آیات همراه ایمانداران خواهد بود که به نام من دیوها را بیرون کنند و به زبانهای تازه حرف زنند و مارها را بردارند، و اگر زهر قاتلی بخورند ضرری به دیشان نرسد، و هرگاه دستها بر مریضان گذارند شفا خواهند.
Yeah, so you have these groups, the tongue-speaking crowds, and they will focus on the sign of speaking in tongues, which means speaking gibberish, things that are unintelligible, nobody can understand that, and they claim, oh, this is a heavenly language. Now, I don't have time to just go into that much more. I've preached on it several sermons. But the Bible teaches that the speaking with tongues, yeah, talks about just be able to speak foreign languages,
and
in the sense of it being a miracle,
yeah,
a language that you didn't learn, that God just gives you with the purpose of preaching the good news. Yeah, where we have the great example in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is what these tongue-speaking people that talk about gibberish that they don't like to talk about. They don't like to talk about poisonous serpents. Yeah, if you say it is a sign, why don't grab a snake then? Because that's part of it anyway. Yeah. You cannot pick and choose.
Now,
if you remember, Paul was bitten. And they were looking like, is he going to drop that? He shakes it off. And didn't harm him. Yeah? Why? Because he was an apostle. God protected him from that. What about drinking poison? Something that could kill you? Nobody is willing to do that today. What about healing the sick by laying hands on the person and they shall recover? Yeah, why don't we see the hospitals emptied? Yeah, where people will have these so-called powers.
Now, yeah,
we don't see that because apostles are not there anymore. Yeah, the signs and wonders and mighty works that accompany an apostle are not needed anymore. Why? Because we have God's word. Read the next two verses in Mark 16. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. 19 and 20.
و خداوند بعد از آن که به ایشان سخن گفته بود به سوی آسمان بالا رفته به دست راست خدا بنشست و ایشان بیرون رفته در هر جا موعظه می‌کردند و خداوند با ایشان کار می‌کرد و به آیاتی که همراه ایشان بود کلام را ثابت می‌کرد.
Yeah, so you see the word is being preached.
کلام موعظه شد.
And is confirmed with signs.
با نشونه‌ها تایید.
Yeah, they preached the resurrected Christ.
موعظه شد عیسی زنده شده.
Yeah, they couldn't open a Bible.
اون موقع نمیتونستن کلام رو باز
yeah,
کنن.
And point to, hey, here's what the word of God says.
بگن او کلام خدا اینو گفته.
Yeah, because that's what we do. Yeah, when we go soul winning. And we try to explain something to somebody.
اگه میخوایم چیزی رو به یکی
We take out the Bible and show them the verses.
کتاب مقدس رو باز میکنیم آیه رو بهش نشون.
Yeah, we say it is written. That's what we say.
نوشته شده کلام گفته.
Yeah, we point to the word of truth.
کلام حقیقت رو بهشون نشون.
In Paul's day.
اما زمان پولس، زمان پتروس.
They didn't have the 66 book of the Bible yet.
کتاب مقدس رو دست
Actually, they were writing them.
Yeah,
like 2 Corinthians, that eventually ended up forming our New Testament. So instead of having a Bible to be able to refer to,
yeah,
God confirmed
yeah,
the words they were saying, the message they were preaching, with signs. Yeah, people would say, "Oh, we need to listen to these people, what they have to say, because they're doing things that only can come from God." Oh, but if somebody of my family would see somebody raised from the dead today, they would believe in Jesus Christ. The answer is not true. Most people in the day of Jesus saw many miracles that he did, and they did not believe in him.
معجزه‌های زیادی رو دیدن ولی
همه چیز ایمان نیاورد. Go to Luke 16.
لوقا 16.
And this is a story about Lazarus and the rich man.
لازار و اون ثروت مرد ثروتمند.
And we jump in the story when the rich man is speaking while he's being tormented in hell.
در مورد داستان صحبت می‌کنیم که اون فرد ثروتمند صحبت می‌کنه وقتی در
Yeah, read 27 till 31. Then he said, "I prayed thee therefore, Father, that I wouldn't send him to my father's house, for I have five brethren, and he may testify unto them, lest they also come into this place of torment." Abram said unto him, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them. And he said, "Nay, Father Abram, but if one went unto them from the dead, they will repent." And he said unto him, "If they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded through one rose from the dead."
Ibrahim بوی گفت موسا و انبیا را دارند سخن ایشان را بشنوند گفت نه ای پدر ما ابراهیم ما اگر کسی از مردگان نزد ایشان رود توبه خواهند کرد بوی گفت هرگاه موسا و انبیا را نشنوند اگر کسی از مردگان نیز برخیزد مجاب نخواهند شد.
Yeah, so is it going to make a difference if somebody would be risen from the dead? It wouldn't. Yeah, it says, hey, if they had Moses and the prophets, if they don't hear them, they won't believe if somebody rose from the dead. It'll be the same. If they would have the apostles doing signs and wonders, if they won't believe what the Bible says, they won't listen to them either. Yeah, so Paul is starting the Corinthians. I'm an apostle. I'm an apostle in due time, the last apostle. I'm not less than any of the others. Yeah, and the signs and wonders and mighty deeds were done among you. You've seen them. Yeah, the message that I brought to you, yeah, God authenticated that message with doing signs by my hands.
Yeah,
you're witnesses. You've seen these things. Yeah, instead of talking down to me, instead of attacking me,
yeah,
you should be the ones commanding me. Yeah, because of the things I've done among you.
در مورد من ستایش کنید.